USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As votes are continuing to be cast in the New Hampshire primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is nowhere to be found in the state. Instead, he's on his way to South Carolina. Jerry King is an undecided voter. She reacts to the news of Biden leaving the state.
I hope he explains the reason that he did it. I can't even begin to guess why that is. I'm sure people on his campaign are disappointed that he won't be here, but I think we...
He's going to get votes in other states. That's what the statement is.
And apparently that was his choice. That was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in New Hampshire a lot. I've seen him several times here.
King speaking there on Fox News. Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says one word describes a president's budget.
This is a heartless budget.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
America's small business owners' optimism continues to run at near all-time highs, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The National Federation of Independent Business saying its index of small business optimism rebounded from a small dip at the end of last year, rising to 104.3 points in January. It was at 102.7 in December. But that January mark is in the top 10% of all readings in the survey's 46-year history. The latest one showing small business owners expect increased sales, earnings, and higher wages for workers in 2020, though they are still struggling to find qualified workers.
A former CNBC anchor will challenge New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for her congressional seat in 2020. Michelle Caruso Cabrera, 53, announced that she'll be running as a Democrat in Ocasio-Cortez's district after filing for the primary on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump held one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Manchester, New Hampshire on Monday. New Hampshire is a state the president lost by the narrowest of margins in 2016. And Kayleigh McEnany, Trump 2020 National Press Secretary, says she believes President Trump can win New Hampshire in 2020.
Well, I can tell you there's a consistent trend because I see it across the country. I go to every single one of the president's rallies. Something is going on when 2,000 people, more than that actually, camp out the night before a rally in a blue state like New Jersey in 40-degree weather. Something is happening when here in Manchester, New Hampshire, we pack an arena, and the data released tonight should be really instructive to Democrats and should worry Democrats like Juan. When you have 52,000 people who registered for tickets tonight, 17% of which did not vote in a single election, none of the last four elections, that is three times the amount needed to flip this state. Just who showed up at the Trump rally tonight. We lost this state narrowly by 2,700 votes. Trump picked up Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, 1.5% away from winning in Minnesota. We're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win Minnesota, and Democrats should be very concerned.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News. The Fed Reserve is keeping a close eye on the coronavirus. That's according to Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who testified before the House Financial Services Committee.
In particular, we are closely monitoring the emergence of the coronavirus, which could lead to disruptions in China that spill over to the rest of the global economy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.